Always in the lead, who you wanna be, I'm who they wanna be. B-E-A-U-T-Y-E, never seen so much rage from a queen. Rage from a queen, queen so strong, cause she was a machine. Girl of your dreams, Sinclair regime. Turn to the max, can't forget Maxine.
But fuck to me as a goddess, I'm tired of being modest. 100 degrees the hottest, if we're being honest. Ebony antibiotics, black people win, they say we're being demonic. Angel in disguise, I hate, I have to disguise it. Why you gotta despise it? Rich in the mind is why I'm making deposits. Carry all the power, it's time to realize it.
Don't ever take my power, my power, my power. Don't ever take my power, my power, my power. They feel away, oh wow. They feel away, oh wow. Don't ever take my power, my power, my power. Don't ever take my power, my power, my power. They feel.
What's good, everybody? It's Kevin. I'm back with my motherfucking tea of the day. Welcome back to season 5, episode 15. So Cinco y Quince. And we are back, guys. Welcome back to another Black History Month episode. Wasn't it fun just learning about new people that we have not known last week? Like, our history is everything. Our history is important. And they keep on trying to take it away from us, and I'm here today to tell them they can't. You can't erase what's been built. You can't erase what we've done, what we've created, what we've put a hand in. We're powerful in numbers. Period. Thank y'all for running it up. Thank y'all for running up our last episode, guys. Let's not forget to keep on pushing, keep on praying. Let's keep on pushing this out there to the world because it's needed. Especially a time when people are trying to take away our history. And just keep on putting us and secluding us into a month. Like, we're not popping every day of every year. Our first person that we're about to get into now is Mr. Thomas Jennings. He invented a dry cleaning process called scoring. Called dry scoring, which is a forerunner of today's dry cleaning process. So, Mr. Thomas Jennings, thank you for beginning the process of helping us dry clean our motherfucking clothes. Like, we've all used dry cleaning services, whether it's prevalent in our day-to-day or whether it's every now and then type thing. But without Mr. Thomas Jennings, we would not have any dry cleaning process. There would not be pressing, there would not be any of it. So, thank you, Mr. Thomas Jennings, for that. FYI, he was the first African-American to receive a patent for his invention. The first one. The first black individual to receive a patent for his invention. So thank you for being a trailblazer and showing everyone out what patents are, and for being the first one to get a patent for his invention. A lot of people just get patents, but they're not the first. So thank you, Mr. Jennings, for being the first, for being a trailblazer in your own right, and showing us what an invention is and how to patent it. Valerie Thomas, NASA physicist, invented 3D movies in 1977. She began to develop the illusion transmitter, the first merchandism that allowed images to be viewed in 3D using concave mirrors and rays of light. So NASA physicists invented 3D movies in 1977. And I know for me, I love me a good 3D movie, especially if it's done right. Sit back, relax, make me feel like I was there. So she's the first person who created what we know now as 3D movies. She's the first person to come up with a plan and execute it graciously for our entertainment. So she began to develop the illusion transmitter. So a transmitter that gave an illusion that it could be 3D. Might necessarily have been 3D per se, but it definitely gave the illusion that it was 3D. And she was the first, and she was the NASA physicist who done this. Come on.
This that burn, this ain't no perm. This that nappy, this that herb. This that kinfolk, this that skinfolk. This that war, this that bloodline. On the front line, ready for war. Where you gon' run? Get loose, get low, get low. Why you get loose, get loose, get low, get low. Oh, oh, oh. Gotta protect my grace. Keep it locked in the safe. Don't make me get back to my ways. My power they never take.
Don't ever take my power.
Our next inventor is Marie Van Britten Brown, who was a nurse residing, born and raised in a Queens motherfucking New York. Welcome home, baby. So Marie Van Britten Brown, she was a nurse. And of course, because like everyone else, they need, like, everyone needs some type of protection, right? And especially in those days, I can just imagine what that crime rate was like. Back in the 1920s, the 1960s, that time, that frame, right? So, she and her husband came up with a system that we use today as the security system. So, she invented the first home security system in CCTV. So, with this system, this is the first home security system, where it was a monitor with four peepholes, and we also had a remote that we could open doors with, just in case we needed, like, first responders into her home, or anyone's home type thing, and we were able to use this as a security system, which is amazing, because everyone needs security, and thank you for being the first to invent this with your husband, and then gotten a patented in 1969. Let's give a round of applause for Maria Van Britten Brown and her husband Alfred Brown. Let's get into Mr. Richard Spikes. He patented the improved automatic gear shift, automatic brake system, and turning signal. Come on now, Richard Spikes. He patented the improved automatic gear shift, automatic brake system, and turn signal. And these are things that we use every day, our day-to-day, in our cars. He also patented a beer topper used on keg barrels. So if you get into the keg life, he patented the beer topper. But let's get into the cars. Like, thank you, Mr. Spikes, for patenting the improved. So he improved it, and then he patented it. He approved the gear shift, the brake system, and the turning signal. And all of our cars, he improved it, and then he patented it. That's the spikes. Now let's get into Mary Patrice Kenner, who, let's just say, invented the first protection for menstrual cycles. Thank you, Mary, for figuring out that our women need protection on those days of the month. Like, they don't feel protected. When it's those time of the month, they need some type of their extra protection. And she helped invent the beginning force of what we know as pads. So back then, she called it sanitary belt. And this was the first form of modern menstruation protection. So thank you, Mary, for being one-on-one and creating a sanitary belt that led the way to what it is now, which is pads and tampons. Anna M. Bargen invented the pastry fork in 1891. Anna decided to assist in the baking process, because we all like to bake. We all like to be in the kitchen somewhat, some way, shape, or form. And she assisted with making a utensil that will help in all intents and purposes. Of course, it was made for pastries, but we definitely use it for many other things. And this was invented in 1891. Thank you, Miss Anna. Let's get into Dr. Patricia Dr. Patricia Arabath, who in 1981 invented the laser Paco Pros used worldwide in eye surgery to remove cataracts. Our sister was the founded the Institution for the Invention of Blindness. So, founded the Institution for the Prevention of Blindness. So this sister has been worldwide removing cataracts. And this is essential for everyone, because everyone can have, or, have a eye problem, have to get eye surgery. Eye health is extremely important. So if you have to wear glasses, wear them. But make sure you go get them checked out every year to 2 years. Make sure your eyes is in a better state than they were prior, if they can be. For me, at the end of last year, I definitely had to get some glasses, get my eyes checked out. For the first time, I actually did the all 9 yards. I actually checked for glaucoma, cataracts, all of that stuff with this lovely machine that I'm sure that she had a hand in creating as well. But just to make sure that my eyes were at as best potential as they can be. And let's get into some more. She was also the first female member of the Jules Stein Eye Institute. So she was the first female member, first woman to lead a postgraduate training program in eye pathology. First woman elected to the honorary staff of the UCLA Medical Center. First black to serve as resident in eye pathology in NYU. First black woman surgeon in UCLA. She had a lot of firsts. Thank you, Dr. Patricia Erbath. Please continue to show us the way and let your invention and your thoughts and just your essence live on for our eye care. I just want to give a nice little shout out for Mr. George Crumb, who popularized the potato chips in the U.S. In upstate New York. He didn't invent it, but he did popularize it. So after he passed away, they gave him the rights. They basically made it seem like he invented it. So that's why he's on my list. Because I don't know about y'all, but I love me some good potato chips. I love me some good potato chips. Let it be Doritos. Let it be some sour cream. Let it be some salt and vinegar. Let it be the Ruffles. The cheddar cheese Ruffles. Those be hitting. So thank you for popularizing it. The idea that whoever created the potato chip had. But you put it on the map. And we want to thank you for that. I want to start with a quote. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. If you cannot fly... Nope. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So let's look at and let's think about our everyday life and how we have different scenarios, different people that we work with or that we have to deal with. And not everyone are in great moods, right? So darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. So if we're in a dark place, we have to lead them to the light. We can't lead them into, we can't expect them to be better or become in a better mood or help them, assist them in any type of way in terms of their feelings and their emotions and what they feel at that particular moment. If we're giving them the same energy that they're giving us, I know it's hard. I know it is extremely hard to not feed into the BS that people give us, right? However, we have to give them love. We have to feed them love for them to understand that hate is not an option. You showing up dark is not an option. You giving us hate is not an option. Because we're going to give you love. We're going to soften those blows. We're going to soften that heart. Come on, babe. Come on. And if you cannot fly, then run. If you cannot run, then walk. If you cannot walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, whatever you do, you have to keep on moving forward. In this life, Dr. Martin Luther King knew this. And that's why he gave us these two gems. these two quotes that I live by. If you cannot fly, then run. If you cannot run, then walk. If you cannot walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep on moving forward. You have to make some effort, some revelation, some forwardness in your life for your life to matter, for your life to be what it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to be stagnant. We're not supposed to stand still. We're not supposed to not move, not change, not grow, not have feelings, not live in our feelings. We're not supposed to do any, like, we're not supposed to not have those experiences. So if you feel stuck, if you feel like you cannot fly, if you can't soar, that's fine. Not everyone's meant to soar, but we are meant to run. But if you can't run, if you're physically able, cannot run, that's perfectly fine. But let's walk. Let's walk it out. Let's walk in our presence. Let's walk in our excellence. But if you cannot walk, let's crawl to where we need to get to. Let's crawl and make sure that we are still using these limbs, using these legs, using this body that we was given. We all was given life. Some lives are taken from us. Some lives we are in predicaments where it may not be the most ideal situation. It may not be the most ideal livelihood in this moment. But this is just a chapter of our life. This is just a segment. This is not the whole movie. Let's be clear. Because if it was the whole movie, it would have been caption closed. And thankfully, your caption was not closed. You are still here. You are still present. You are still have a purpose in your life and in life in general. So let's continue to live in our present. Live in the present. Move towards the future. Whether it's baby steps, whether it's big steps. Celebrate whatever steps you take. Because it is hard in this life to make steps. But we cannot, I repeat, we cannot not do anything. We have to. We have to live. We have to love. We have to laugh. We have to embrace every aspect of life as it comes. But we have to move forward. We have to make strides to move forward. Whether it's by ourselves, whether it's with a group of people, whether it is asking for help. But let's make these strides today, guys. These individuals patented and created and invented a black, beautiful, brown and black people invented these things so we would not have to. They put their lives on the line so we can have a better today as they did not have a better yesterday. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed. Its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time. This is powerful by Malcolm X. Malcolm X dropped his gem. And every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss, every situation that you go through in our lives revolve around learning something. You have to have learned something. Because God, the higher power, whatever you believe in, someone put you through this trial and tribulation. Someone put you through this trial, this triumph, this problem, this situation, this event that you're living in, or you lived through, or what is occurring now. What is your now? They put you through this for you to hopefully have learned something. It is a lesson. It is not a defeat. And if you are defeated, learn something from that defeat. Why did I lose? Why did that not work in my life? What am I missing? What was I supposed to learn from this? And then apply it to the next time. So you don't have to relive that same pattern. That's the reason why we have lessons. And oftentimes, our Creator will continue to give us that lesson a thousand times until we actually learn what the fuck we're supposed to learn. Because sometimes, you know, as people, we are hard-headed. Especially as, I don't want to say especially as black people, but especially as people, in general, the human experience. oftentimes we become hard-headed. And we think we know what we know. And so, well, what's that on our ass? And so, no, I've been trying to teach you this. You've been going around in circles and circles. But I was trying to teach you this. And thank you for allowing us to learn these lessons so that we can apply it to our life. So then when we are ready to invent something or make something happen or show some light on something other than the norm, we can do that. And we have the willpower and the experience and the know-how to do that through the venture that I just discussed today, through the patents, through the inventions, through just being that person, that amazing inventor that came up with these plans, that came up with things that we knew that we'll need now and then years from now. Shout out to Carl Stokes, who is the first black mayor of Cleveland. And FYI, he's the only mayor. He's the only black mayor in the U.S. city. He was the first black only mayor in the U.S. cities. In the major U.S. cities. Thank you, Mr. Stokes, for being the first black mayor in Cleveland. But not only Cleveland, being the first black mayor and all of the mayor and all of the U.S. major cities being the first one. So you paved the way for every other black mayor from then until now that sat in that mayor seat, that fought for our rights, that fought for the laws to be put into state, to be put into the higher powers, for trying to change and for trying to change the landscape of the world. Continue to fight. Thank you for being the first. And thank you for paving the way for the black mayors after you. I just want to end with this. Never apologize in this month and in any month. Your black is beautiful. Your melanin will always be popping. Never apologize for your black thoughts, your black loyalties, your black motives, black history, black pride, or your black motherfucking skin. Because strong, be proud, be unapologetically black. Live in your blackness. I want to lift up my sister Amanda Sales, because for years, she has been pro-black in every aspect of the black experience. Although she may ruffle some feathers of how direct she can be and how she brings people to the carpet, she is here for a reason. And continue to live in your blackness. Continue to show us how to be unapologetically black. Let's be clear, she was on the reel for a reason. They picked her for a fucking reason. That's why they let her go, though, unfortunately. Because she cannot conform to not talking about black issues, to not talking about black rights, to not talking about these black inventions, these black inventors, and how powerful the black mind and the black word is. We are powerful beyond measures. Let's be clear, and let's understand that on our day-to-day as we walk through this week and as we continue to walk through this month and this year in our blackness, in our black skin. Let's make sure that we're picking, we're choosing the right things that's going to benefit us as a people. Let us allow ourselves again to fail, again to be humble, and to really open up our eyes to the many different things that is happening within our community. Listen to what we need to fight for. listen and understand how we should do it. Because our numbers is powerful. As much as people may think like black people not this, black people not that, if we really come together, we're shaking every fucking table there is. We are sitting on every head of every motherfucking board. Let's be clear. Let's be crystal clear. You know how crystal this clear is? Let's be abundantly clear of how powerful we are. We've been, and we will continue to motherfucking be. Thank y'all. Never apologize for your black thoughts. Whatever those thoughts are, your loyalties, your motives, this history, and that motherfucking pride. And of course, this melanin skin that we all live in. Let's embrace it. Every shade, every texture, every coil of your being is here. And broadcast that shit. Our black skin will always be prevalent. Our black skin will always be threatened. Our black skin will always be something that people don't like. They can't take us. And it's perfectly fine. Because we don't need to be liked. We just need to be respected. We just need to be heard. Whether you hear us or not, that's perfectly fine. That's on you. But now that we're here, we've been here, we always will be here, and our thoughts, our motives, our loyalty, our skin, our pride will always show in anything that we do. And for the babies behind us, we will always show up for you. We will always make sure that our history is shown so you as young people will know what we've done. And what we're continuing to do. What records we are continuing to break. This was Kimi's Tea of the Day. This is Black History Part 2. And I just want to run down the names real quick again. Of these beautiful brothers and sisters. Who had a plan. Had an invention. Had a thought. Executed the thought. And helped us in the long run. Thomas Jennings, Valerie Thomas, Maria Van Bittman Brown, and Alfred Brown, Richard Spikes, Mary Beatrice Kenner, Anna M. Margin, Dr. Patricia Ever Bath, George Crumb. And of course, our pioneers, Martin Luther King Jr. with that lovely quote. Malcolm X. And of course, Mr. Carl Stokes. Thank y'all. Laters. I just want to... I forgot to definitely... If you're interested in getting on my podcast again... My Facebook is Akeem Holder, and my IG is Kimi Holder, and also hit me up on my website, kimistheaoftheday.com. Let's make this magic. Let's have these conversations, and let's just have fun. Later, y'all.